When I was studying to be a spiritual director in the first year, we spent some time learning about all sorts of different spiritualities, not just the Ignatian way. We spent a day looking at hermits and anchorites, solitaries, and the Beguines were also mentioned. In the meditation at the end of that day, we were asked to notice our own internal response to what we had been learning. I noticed that I had found it extremely interesting, and in my reflective log later commented that I had found it interesting that I had found it interesting. I have since recognised my own solitary nature and that the longing in my own spiritual journey is for solitude, to go into my room alone with God and to close the door. I had observed a few years before that the more time I spent alone and alone with God, the more open I was in a non-attached and free way to other people. It seems a strange paradox, but was evident at the retreat day. I am drawn to Julian of Norwich partly for this reason, partly because she was a woman writing about God and something of the non-patriarchal attitude in her writing is attractive. And in a similar way to St. Ignatius, she comes at her createdness from the perspective that we are like God in nature, that the soul is accorded with God, rather than a common perspective that we are doomed sinners. Please don't get me wrong, there is no denial of sin either from Julian or from Ignatius. It is just that holding that our true nature is in God and that we are completely loved by him is hopeful and opens us more freely to allow ourselves to accept the love of God and to love him more fully in return. It is the process by which we are transformed. I listen to people who begin from the point that they are doomed and they are so full of guilt that it gets in the way, or they have a subtle nuance in their thinking that they can achieve their own salvation by being good. They seem defeated before they even start, and I'm sure that I have felt like that at times too.